This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Greetings, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking, and I'm glad to be with you today. I've got a message from the Bible, and today I want to read in the Gospel by Luke, Luke's Gospel and chapter 10. It's a parable, normally called the parable of the Good Samaritan, and it says, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you. A very well-known parable of Jesus, but with all parables, lessons to be learned, and there are quite a few lessons, I believe, in the parable of the Good Samaritan. We see this man on a journey. His journey left Jerusalem and was leading him to Jericho. Now, these were 2 well-known cities in Bible times. Jerusalem, of course, was a very special city as far as God was concerned and as far as God's people were concerned. And God said that he was pleased to put his name in the city of Jerusalem. It was God's city, and God was happy to have his dwelling there and have his temple there. On the other hand, there's this other city called Jericho. We read about Jericho that was destroyed in Joshua chapter 6 under the hand of Joshua, and of course he was doing the work of God. And in Joshua chapter 6, the city was destroyed. And after the city was destroyed, Joshua said that there would be a curse on the man who would rebuild the city of Jericho. And so many years later, we read in 1 Kings chapter 16 that there was a man called Hiel, Hiel of Bethel, and it says that he rebuilt the city of Jericho, and he came under the curse of God according to the word of Joshua in Joshua chapter 6. And so in reality, Jericho was a city of the curse. And so here we see the picture that the man is leaving Jerusalem. The man is leaving God's place, God's presence, and he's going to Jericho, the place of the curse. And it was a very steep road in a downward direction from Jerusalem to Jericho. So sadly, here is a man, and he was going on the wrong direction. And as we think of a man going in the wrong direction, can we not see that it's still so relevant to us today? Because many people travel in the wrong direction in life. Some people do it willingly. Some people, knowing what they're doing, perhaps people who have been privileged to have a Christian upbringing, to have Christian parents and be taught in God's ways, and very sadly, they don't want the ways of God anymore, and so they leave the ways of God, and they go in the opposite direction, and they do it knowing what they are doing. And in this connection, we could think of the prodigal son, another parable in Luke chapter 15, where that young man, he knew what it was to be with his father, but he didn't want to be there anymore, and so he decided to go away. He decided to go away willingly into a far country, and he went the wrong way. And we know from that parable that it led to disaster. But then we think also that not all go away willingly. Some go away ignorantly. they just go in the wrong direction. And that's a little bit like the parable of the lost sheep, also in Luke chapter 15, where there was a sheep that was lost, not willingly, but just naturally, because it's in the nature of sheep to get lost. And the Bible likens people to sheep who get lost. They go astray. So here's the picture of a man going the wrong direction, and tragically going the wrong way. We read that he fell among thieves. And we would read of the devil as a thief and a robber. He would come to steal and to kill and to destroy. And it's not only himself who is against people, but there are those, his agents, who work with him. And we see what happens here in the story, that they attack the traveling man, they tear off his clothes, they wounded him, and we read how that they leave him as they run away. He's left half dead. And this word half dead, it only occurs here in the whole Bible. An interesting word. If we think of a person being half dead, what does it mean? Well, I see it meaning a half dead person is dependent on someone to come along to help him. If there is someone to come along to help him in his half dead condition, he will survive. But if he's left alone in his half dead condition, he will die. What a sad condition to be in. But as the man lay there along the roadside, perhaps he had some hope that someone would come along and rescue him. And so as he waited helpless on the side of the road, along did come a man, and we read that he was a priest. He was a religious man, a religious priest who would be recognized by his clothing. And as this poor man would see the priest coming along the road, his hope would build up inside him, because he would think, oh yes, here is a religious man. Surely he will help me. But no, this priest, he passed by on the other side. And what a disappointment that must have been to a man who needed help to find no help in the religious man. And then another man came along, and he would also be recognized by his clothing. He was a Levite. And the Levites were known to be helpers in the temple. They were associated with the priests, who would help the priests in their ministry. And according to the reading, he actually came closer than the priest came, because it says when he arrived at the place, it says that he came and he looked. And then it says that he passed by on the other side. And so this man, who was a busy man, busy with religious duties, he didn't help either. And so as the man lay there on the side of the road, he must have become very despondent to think, nobody's going to help me. I'm going to die here helpless at the side of the road. But then in verse 33 we read, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed. Here was another man, and there was a purpose for his travel. He journeyed purposefully, but he was a Samaritan. And as the man would notice a Samaritan coming along the road, he would probably also recognize him by his clothing. But sadly, the Jews and the Samaritans were not friends. They were enemies, and Jews would not usually help Samaritans, and Samaritans would not normally help Jews. And so as he would see this man coming along, he would think, this man will not help me. He's different from me. He is one of our enemies. But what a surprise when the Samaritan came where the poor man was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. And it says he went to him and he bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Here is a Samaritan, and he did everything that was necessary for the healing of the poor wounded man. He healed him there. He cared for him there on the spot. Then he took him to a place of care, where he took him to the inn. And it says again there, he took care of him. And then as he was on his journey the next day, he had to travel onwards. But he left some money with the innkeeper, asking him to take care of him. And when he would return, he would repay him. And so as we think of the story of the Good Samaritan, there are various lessons. We could listen to the warning not to go the wrong way, knowing where it leads to. As the Bible says, there's a way that leads to destruction. And don't go the wrong way, and don't do the devil's work, because he's a thief, a robber, and he's out to steal and to kill and to destroy. There's also the lesson to not to ignore the needs of others. There's the lesson to be a good Samaritan. There's a lesson to help those who are good Samaritans. But I think the biggest of all the lessons here in this story is really this, that Jesus himself is the ultimate good Samaritan who came on a long journey from heaven, seeing us in all of our sinful condition and stooping so low to lift us up, even to go to the cross, to die for our sins on the cross, that we might be rescued from our poor, helpless, fallen condition, to do all that was necessary for our salvation, to take care of us, and eventually to land us home himself. And as we think about the story of the Good Samaritan, and I think about, well, there was the Good Samaritan coming to the rescue of the poor man. And I ask the question, what did the poor man need to do to be rescued and to be cared for by the Good Samaritan? Well, there was nothing he needed to do. He just needed to trust the Good Samaritan, because the Good Samaritan, he was doing everything for him. This is the message of the gospel, that we cannot help ourselves. We can do nothing to improve our condition, but we need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who can do everything for us as far as our salvation is concerned. Like the man in the Bible who asked the question, what must I do to be saved? And was told, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. So trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today, and he will heal you, he will bless you, he will save your soul. Thank you for listening. You can contact me on email. My email address is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.